Off the ball.
Rugby.
With Lachman and the two young wingers, and then you got Stuart McCluskey. These guys have sort of said, I've dreamt about this. I've always wanted to play at Twickenham. I don't know if I'm going to get another chance, but I'm taking it. I am not letting this day go. I'm grabbing this mongrel by the throat.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
This is Sliding Doors, offering you a view of an alternate footballing universe and some of the transfer market's biggest missed opportunities. Down through the decades, newspaper pages, sports news channel broadcasts, Twitter feeds and podcasts have been absolutely stuffed with talk of transfers that very nearly came to happen. However, this podcast will look at the proposed moves that went beyond mere tittle-tattle and rumour, transfers that came within a hair's breadth of happening and could well have changed the landscape of football at the time. The fanciful that was almost made flesh. Think Zinedine Zidane to Blackburn, Ronaldo to Rangers, or Mikey Johnston to Flamengo? Yes, on this edition of Sliding Doors, we're right up to the present day. The summer of 2025 very nearly saw the former Celtic winger become the first Republic of Ireland international to be handed gainful employment in Brazil. However, despite agreeing terms and a willingness from West Brom to sell, fan power ultimately scuppered the deal. But how did it come to that? This is Sliding Doors. In their fourth season back in the Championship, following relegation suffered by them in 2022, West Brom looked to be heading for the playoffs. 10 draws in 11 league games between October and early December left them on the fringes of the top six. Mikey Johnston chipped in with a brace against Bristol City just before Christmas.
Mikey Johnston again. Onto the right foot. Well, you wait months for a goal, and then suddenly two come along, one with his right foot, one with his head, and he might just fancy he can bag a hat-trick this afternoon because his confidence is looking sky high.
And as January turned to February, he was also racking up the assists. In that regard, he was bettering his tally for the previous season. The Glasgow-born player had joined the Baggies initially on loan from Celtic on the winter deadline day of 2024, scoring 7 times to help West Brom earn a playoff spot where they were beaten 3-1 by Southampton in the semi-finals. But as they entered the final stretch of the 24-25 season, West Brom's form collapsed, with 5 defeats in 6 games, seeing them fall from 5th to 10th. April's 3-1 defeat to Derby cost manager Tony Mowbray his job, having only taken on the position in January after the Christmas Eve departure of Carlos Corberan. And while Johnston and West Brom were feeling the floor cave beneath them, Flamengo were in dazzling form over in Brazil. The Rio Giants overcame a sluggish start in the Campeonato Carioca, the Rio State Championship, winning 7 of their next 8 games without conceding a goal to advance to the semi-finals. A 2-1 aggregate win over Vasco da Gama was followed by a final victory over Fluminense by the same scoreline to secure a 39th Carioca.
Pinta Bruno Aleu de Araújo! O futebol carioca continua rubro-negro! É campeão! É campeão Flamengo! Chega ao seu 39º título!
April saw West Brom's season effectively brought to an end, as Flamengo helped set the pace in the Campeonato Brasileiro with 4 wins out of 5 that month. Wingers Luis Araujo and Gonzalo Plata were helping with the assists, with Uruguayan playmaker Georgian de Aracheta their standout player. All that is to say, Flamengo seemed to be pretty stacked in terms of wingers and goal creation as they prepared for the recalibrated Club World Cup in the United States, at which they were one of 4 Brazilian teams to compete. And so it was, with no small amount of surprise, to which the Express and Stars report in the Midlands was met, when they claimed that the 3-time Copa Libertadores winners were in talks to sign Mikey Johnston on July the 5th. The paper said that Flamengo made a formal approach with regards to a £5 million bid for the 15-time capped Republic of Ireland international. It's become more common for Ireland players, of course, to ply their trade outside of the UK in recent years, with Johnston himself having rehabilitated his own career with a loan to Vitória Guimarães in Portugal in 2022-23. It was that spell that first led to his call-up to Stephen Kenny's Republic of Ireland squad with a debut in the March 23 friendly against Latvia. And while the continent is one thing for Irish players, Scottish born or otherwise, South America remains something of a greenfield site. Players from Northern Ireland are a slightly different story, albeit not by much. In 2010, the Lochgall Celtic striker Kieran Ryan secured a move to another Rio club, Porto Alegre, but sustained a fractured bone in his foot among the earliest training sessions there. More recently, Northern Ireland international fullback Jamal Lewis made 3 starts for Sao Paulo in the Campeonato Brasileiro while on loan from Newcastle in the autumn of 2024.
For a team that big that's in Brazil to kind of show interest, it was extremely proud moment for me. So I felt it could be a match made in heaven. So yeah, I thought let's go it. Let's experience this new journey and hopefully it's something that's really good for both parties.
An ankle injury though curtailed his appearances before the clubs mutually agreed to terminate that loan in January of this year. Outside of Brazil, the Irish influence on the early days of South American football is, of course, huge. As Sean Monaghan of Pogue McGull wrote in 2022, surnames like McKeown, Murr, Dolan, Joyce, Gagan and Garahan were shot through the team sheet of Lobos Athletic Club at the end of the 19th century. In 1895, Club Atlético Porteño were founded by Irish Argentine students from Buenos Aires. Almost a century later, José Luis Brown opened the scoring for Argentina in the World Cup final against West Germany, a man with links stretching back to Cluckon in Kerry, according to local historian Michael O'Dowd.
Floated to the far side, and it is! Brown! His first goal for Argentina comes in a World Cup final.
Donna Bait roots of Alexis McAllister have been frequently noted in recent years, but records of actual Irish players in Brazil are much harder to come across, so news of Flamengo's interest in Mikey Johnston was met here with intrigue and borderline excitement due purely to the novelty factor. The timing also suggested that Flamengo could add the winger to their squad for the Club World Cup, as Jorginho had done with his move from Arsenal. Unfortunately for the Rio champions and Johnston, that enthusiasm for the move was not matched by Flamengo supporters.
Mike Johnston.
Look how ridiculous he is. An Irishman that nobody knows, who's in the second division of England, who has 25 goals in 185 games. That's all he has in his career. The guy is a nobody in football. And then he appeared on Flamengo's radar. Flamengo's board must be joking with the fans.
Johnston was all set to travel to Rio in the second week of July to dot the I's and cross the T's on his surprise move. However, online fan backlash to the proposed move, even one intended to add depth rather than plunge the Ireland winger into the first team, was such that Flamengo began to get cold feet. The saga took a bizarre turn when Ferencvaros head coach Robbie Keane found himself put on the spot by his former Inter teammate Vampeta to provide a reference for Johnston live on his Joven Pan Esportes TV show.
How are you, my friend?
Fine. Good. One minute, please.
Hey, Keane. Hi. I'm Thiago. I'm Vampeta's friend. How are you? Hey, let me ask a question. We are in a program in Brazil, alive. A gente está ao vivo num programa no Brasil. I want to know, do you know Mike Johnston, a striker from Ireland? Mike Johnston.
Yeah, Michael, he's a winger, left winger. He's like really small and like fast, you know?
Ele tá falando que ele joga pela esquerda, ele é muito pequeno e rápido. But let me ask you something. Is a good name? Is a good name for Flamengo, a Brazilian national, Brazilian team here.
Yeah, I'm with my Brazilian.
Diz que tá pra vir pro
Flamengo.
Ele falou.
The fans will like him because he's really fast and skillful, you know.
Okay, do you think he's a good player for a big team in Brazil?
I think he's getting better and better always. So I think he will be good. Also, he's a good guy, you know.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much.
Fala com o amo ele, mandou.
Vampeta is talking that he loves you.
Vampeta.
I love Vampeta.
Ele é amigo do Roberto Carlos.
Roberto Carlos is with us also.
Ah, Roberto, my best friend. I love him.
Hey, thank you so much.
Ciao, guys.
Flamengo fans were already unhappy with the January signing of striker Juninho from Carabag for a fee that matched the proposed price for Johnston. One fan on social media wrote that Flamengo president Luis Eduardo Baptista doesn't want to build a stadium because they'll lose the team's performance. Look at the level of signings. We won't have a stadium nor a strong team. Shame, wrote the Spectator. The work of their director of football, Jose Boto, had been called into question and significant pressure was placed on Baptista to end the Johnston deal. Speaking to Flamengo TV, the club president Baptista explained their side of reneging on the deal.
He had no physical problems in the last 3 years, right? And people say, but if he was fine in the last 3 years, why not sign him? Because the medical report from West Brom said he is fit to play 1,800 minutes a year. As president of Flamengo, I looked at that 1,800. How many has he played this year? 900. So, I'm going to bring a player to play 900 minutes when I still have to play 4,000? I have to bring in four players, right? Because I have 4,000 minutes to fill. So, then there are choices you have to make which are for or against the player, are for or against Flamengo. It's about deciding and saying, look, he can be great and he is a great athlete, a great professional, but for Flamengo's needs at this moment, in my opinion, he wasn't ideal. That's my job. That's being professional, regardless of other people's opinions.
Baptista's veto of the Johnston transfer led to Jose Boto considering his resignation before tempers calmed and the director of football resumed business. While days after seeing a dream move to Rio collapse, Johnston was in Austria, providing an assist for Nat Phillips in West Brom's 1-1 friendly draw with Dinamo Kiev. His new manager, Ryan Mason, praised the Ireland winger's headspace following the botched move to Flamengo, and we're left to wonder what might have been for Mikey Johnston in Brazil. This has been Sliding Doors.